Any visit to the Shetland Islands really has to start here on the sea. It provides oil, it provides fish, it provides isolation and plenty of it. This is where the North Sea meets the Atlantic Ocean, and even the northernmost tip of the Scottish mainland feels decidedly southern from here. There's a good reason why on maps these islands usually appear in a box a few inches off the coast of Peterhead. If they didn't, the map would have to be half as big again. We're as close to Bergen in Norway as we are to Aberdeen. Chatting to people here in Lerwick, Britain's most northerly town, one topic comes up again and again: the cost of fuel.
Could you go to the Rabba, please? Going to Bruce Crescent.
I'm Jim, taxi driver in Shetland. It's ridiculous, the price. It's getting up and up. The government took it down and then it just shot up at the pumps again just last week.
My name's Mrs. Yasmin Rasul and I own the Harbour Fish and Chip Shop.
What's so striking about the influence of the cost of fuel here is that, yes, people all over the UK will moan about the price of petrol and the price of diesel, but they wouldn't necessarily expect to see a notice in a fish and chip shop window, as I've just seen coming in here, saying that the prices will be affected in here because of the cost of petrol and diesel, I guess because you're so isolated.
It's 1.54 a litre of diesel. Shocking.
For some, the national debate is out of step with the realities of life here. Devolution might bring politics closer to people, but can still seem very distant.
Nobody listens to our point. Nobody's interested. We're in Shetland, we're across the water, nobody's caring.
The Westminster government's request for permission from Brussels to cut fuel duty in the Highlands and Islands after lobbying from MSPs in Edinburgh is dismissed as trivial tinkering by many. But Dr. Jonathan Wills, a tour guide and author, argues devolution has been good for the Shetland Islands.
Well, the Parliament in Edinburgh, I think, has been a great success. Of course, it controls the finance for the local authority. And I think the Scottish Parliament has done a good job in defending local authorities against the cuts imposed from London. We're part of the United Kingdom, we're a county of Scotland, and this is a Scottish election. So Scottish issues are very much island issues. I don't buy this we're special an island line at all.
So, another day, another island, and so another boat, in fact reversing onto a ferry in order to get the boat to Rathlin Island, the only populated island off Northern Ireland, off the Antrim coast. Well, the ferry has now set off. It's around about a half an hour crossing. Pretty small boats. We're being rocked around a bit. Around about half a dozen cars on the ferry and passengers mingling in amongst the vehicles. And one trailer as well here, which is loaded up with hay for livestock on Rathlin Island. It's a curious island. About 100 people live there, and the islanders have managed to negotiate directly with the Assembly in Belfast a form of devolution within devolution. I'm here to meet Richard Green, who has a different outlook to Dr. Jonathan Wills in Lerwick. Devolution, he says, was ignoring Rathlin until islanders came to their own arrangement with Stormont.
For a long time, we were dealing with councillors, but there was no set policy for that. There was nothing laid down in concrete.
In other words, they didn't ultimately acknowledge that you were an island.
That's correct. The forms were just as though you were living in somewhere on the mainland. There was no difference. I wanted to get the bigger picture of the island. We got talking to government. We ended up with a designated minister, a designated department who do look after us, who we can contact on day-to-day issues.
But now there's nervousness. A new minister after the election may be less accommodating. I've now hopped across the Irish Sea to Anglesey, and you can see and hear the Welsh language everywhere. But Cardiff is 200 miles away, it's only 270 to London. And so in an attempt to bind the island with the Welsh capital, the Assembly government subsidises a flight from here to Cardiff at a cost of £1.2 million a year. Now, critics say it's a complete waste of money. Dylan Evans is from Manx 2, which operates the route.
If you had to pay, for example, tickets for £100 to £150 one way, I don't particularly think business people could afford that these days in the current climate. With the help of the subsidy, etc., it does mean more people would be thinking about using the airlink.
On all three of the islands I've visited, the devolved administrations have to wrestle with the paradoxes of isolation. Technology and expectations mean isolation isn't what it used to be, and yet for many, it's as appealing as it ever was. And so the battle for devolved government to be seen as relevant on its geographical fringes hasn't been conclusively won yet.